In this bulletin, state leaders to meet with the Prime Minister after Victoria's first day under tougher coronavirus restrictions. A man is questioned about the storage of chemicals as anger grows in Lebanon over the cause of the deadly Beirut explosion. And in sport, wildcard entries are revealed for this year's US Open in New York. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Moore. Australia's Prime Minister, state and territory leaders will meet today to discuss how to better share information about coronavirus outbreaks. On the National Cabinet agenda is Victoria's aged care sector, the hotel quarantine review, and how to improve use of data for the public. From tomorrow, Queensland is closing its borders to people from New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory over COVID-19 concerns. Victoria is also entering its second day under tougher coronavirus rules for Melbourne businesses and Stage 3 restrictions in regional areas. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's strictest lockdown will not trigger national food shortages. It comes as fears mount over the reduction in warehouse and distribution capacity could affect supply to other parts of Australia. Red meat processors will switch to 66% capacity and poultry will fall to 80%. Mr. Andrews says a lot of work has been done to ensure fewer employees in stores, but enough product on shelves.
There's no need for people to be going out and buying up. There's no need for people to be trying to stockpile months and months of food. We have tried to get that balance between reducing the amount of movement, therefore reducing the number of cases, but not compromising what you need being on the supermarket shelves.
A Russian man has been publicly named as the owner of a ship which had ammonium nitrate on board, the same materials believed to have caused the Beirut explosion. The blast happened at Beirut's port after the chemicals were stored there for years, setting off a deadly explosion, killing more than 130 people. Police say the man, who is thought to be 43-year-old Russian businessman Igor Grechushkin, was questioned at his Cyprus home on Thursday. Interpol wanted to locate the man to speak to him about cargo and pass the information on to authorities in Beirut. Many members of the Lebanese community are blaming politicians for the disaster after customs officials repeatedly warned about the chemical storage. The World Health Organization has asked the United States to review its decision to withdraw support from the global group over coronavirus complaints. The US departure from the UN health body won't take effect until next year, but President Donald Trump has previously criticized the WHO's response to the pandemic. WHO's Director General, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, says he appreciates the generosity of the US and the relationship between the two is crucial.
The leaders always have been countries, and especially the major ones, who can bring the whole world together. So that is more important for WHO. The void, not the financial. And we hope the US will reconsider its position.
The Attorney General for New York has launched a lawsuit to dissolve the powerful National Rifle Association in the United States. Letitia James claims the NRA has diverted tens of millions of dollars to its leaders. Ms. James claims the organization, which is strongly associated with the Republican Party, had a culture of self-dealing and mismanagement at the NRA that was oppressive and fraudulent.
My office filed a lawsuit against the National Rifle Association to dissolve the organization in its entirety for years of self-dealing and illegal conduct that violate New York's charities law and undermine its own mission.
The NRA has described the action as a baseless, premeditated attack, and President Donald Trump says it is a terrible thing. In sport, the US Open has announced that Brit Andy Murray and Kim Clijsters of Belgium have earned wildcard entries for the tennis tournament. The contest starts at the end of this month, but several big names, including Spaniard Rafael Nadal, won't be competing this year because of coronavirus. 37-year-old Clijsters previously won the tournament in 2005, 2009 and 2010, while Murray faced injury setbacks last year. Murray has asked for reassurance that players travelling to New York for the Grand Slam won't have to quarantine upon returning to Europe. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 18. Adelaide, showers and 10 degrees. Melbourne, rain increasing, 13. Hobart, late shower or 2, 11. Canberra, rain and 10. Wollongong, much the same, 15. Sydney, rain developing, 16. Newcastle, rain and 17. Brisbane, showers tending to rain, 24. Cairns, shower or 2, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 31. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.